You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
And hello and welcome, friends, to the Small Screen Spoilers Show. Hoo boy, this is episode number 85. I, of course, am CJ. I always hated Florida boat. And that man right there, with his glorious dreadlocks, is, of course, Jared Painkiller Azevedo.
Hi, everybody.
Pew, pew.
Painkiller. Yeah, painkiller. You my painkiller.
Man. And, of course, bringing his hot takes, from the invisible chair all the way across the pond, is, of course, Daryl Press 3 for Alien Invasion Shaler. And the lady yelling at us whenever we break our stream is Carrie. Aliens, you know? Wilcox.
Aliens, you know?
I don't remember that one. It's obviously a S.H.I.E.L.D. one, but...
It is. It was Busey.
Oh, yeah, baby Busey. Jr.
Talking to Quake.
That's right.
Yeah. Aliens, you know?
That's right. Oh, man, what are we talking about tonight, Jess?
Well, tonight we're going to talk about just what we said, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 5, Episode 18, All Roads Lead... Season 5, Episode 19, Option 2. We're going to talk about Black Lightning, Season 1, Episode 13. The season finale, Shadow of Death, The Book of War. Jessica Jones, Season 2, Episode 7, I Want Your Cray Cray. And Season 2, Episode 8, Ain't We Got Fun.
Oh, man. And we will get to those right here in a couple of minutes. You're going to hear some ads. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. And welcome back. If you want an ad-free experience, make sure you tune in live Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern over twitch.tv/geekioshow. All right, Jazz.
All right.
You ready to start talking about some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I reckon.
Beware. Major Avengers spoiler warning ahead.
S.H.I.E.L.D. Episode 18. All roads lead to Romanov. This week in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Fitz works on a budget arc reactor for the Captain America chamber so that Jim Bunny Bobblehead can step inside the Quantum Leap Accelerator and turn into a Japanese horror movie ghost before cutting her gravitonium infusion short. Speaking of being cut short, after her crush on Wiener von Strucker becomes lethal, a ventral yo-yo ends her life pretty damn quickly. Elsewhere, Talbot finds the lowest budget TV armory since that time Terra Nova spray-painted Nerf guns. Coulson is effectively demoted as boss. And a grief-stricken Hail Hydra goes to the alien offspring of Gus Fring and the Wishmaster to let them know where the gravitonium is, because up till now she'd been protecting S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That's what I gathered, too.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Glad I'm not the only one who noticed the under-budget armory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. man, I've said it time and time again. S.H.I.E.L.D. is at its absolute worst when it's trying to be serious.
Yeah, yeah.
And these two episodes are really that.
Yeah. I mean, they have their moments. But for the most part, yes. Yeah, a little too serious.
Winter Talbot. Has...
Yes, Winter Talbot. Oh, Winter Talbot. He's always talking out loud. Is that part of the training?
He only had 6 months as opposed to Bucky's many, many, many years.
Stay on mission, Shoulder. Play cool. Like, cool, complete the mission, soldier.
That has to be a flaw in the programming.
Uh-oh, busted. What did you say? The mission. I'm happy to comply. What?
I like how Coulson just takes over his programming eventually, too. Like, the fuck is happening here? I don't understand.
You will comply. I don't think this is how this works. But, okay, sure.
When Coulson barks, people listen.
You will comply.
Murder. I wrote down Murder Barbie this time. Superpower Murder Barbie.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
No. The Destroyer of Worlds got wrecked real quick.
Totes.
And justifiably so. Yo-Yo had a grudge to bear.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little extreme, but... Yeah, I mean, you know, saving the whole world.
Yeah, it's all right. It was just a little like, okay, that was That was definitely a thing that just happened.
I know, they like got them to that whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm the destroyer of worlds and I'm dead. Oh, okay.
All right, bye.
And everybody's mad at Yo-Yo for killing her.
For some reason.
Except Fitz, I think.
Because that's not what we do. Yes, it kind of is.
Like, save the world. Sometimes people got to die.
Yeah.
Like Sky's mom.
Yeah.
Toad's okay with killing her.
Yeah, right?
Coulson's killed a few people.
Yeah, including Ward like 7 or 8 times.
7, 8? I forget. Enough.
I was not feeling anything with this episode. Like, it was just kind of there. Like, this was just a very much so,
yeah.
Like, you didn't get anything really until next episode at all.
Yeah. And I ship it. I do.
Yeah. Ship it hard.
Man. I got these notes and I watched this last night and I don't remember what these things are.
Exactly. No, that's it. Like
I wrote, get them out! ! What? What was I talking about? And that was a cool entrance.
What was a cool entrance, Jess?
I don't know, but it was cool. A cool entrance, whatever it was. Maybe, I don't know. Angry May is great. I remember what that means.
Yeah, because she was like, I said what I needed to say about Coulson.
And I'm angry. Like, here, take a gun. No, I want to punch things. Okie dokie.
That's in character.
Yeah, it was. It was solid.
That works for me. Because tomorrow, it's going to be May.
It's true. Tomorrow is May the 1st.
It is
May. 1st of May.
That's when outdoor things begin.
It is.
From what I've been told. My notes are literally, Winter Talbot doesn't seem as deep as Bucky. Murder Barbie, I'm not feeling anything. Winter Talbot is taking his sweet time with Robin's mom. Oops, dead Strucker. Well, there you go, Yo-Yo. And Kava Cabana?
Oh, the alien, his name. Kovos, I think, is his name.
Yeah.
At the Kovos Cabana?
Yes.
At the Kovos. Just don't show up uninvited. He'll yell at you.
Like, that was my notes for this episode. Like, I just didn't care.
The only high point of it for me was Lemons.
What?
Lemons?
Lemon. Oh, right. When you like somebody, you buy a lemon and put it on their bed, and then he buys a lemon because
and Meg makes fun of him ruthlessly, but it's also adorable at the same time.
It's adorable. It's never gonna work, but it's adorable.
Yeah. So yeah, and then my other two notes were graphic head squish and damn Yo-Yo.
Yeah, damn Yo-Yo.
That was intense.
It was. It was also in a lab. Not intense.
Ah. Killed the robot. Killed Murder Barbie. Destroyer of worlds.
Destroyer of all things fun. All right, let's move on to episode 19, because this episode is depressing me.
Okay.
This one's not much better.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Episode 19.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds.
Remember when we used to have debates about whether one should watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Winter Soldier first? Their plots were so intricately wound together that watching one revealed the twist of the other. They were good times. The Infinity War crossover event is a single line uttered by Jake fucking Boosie. God damn it. Anyway, the gang decides that the best way to get rid of the Gravitonium would be to eject it into the sun, Superman 4 style, because no one thought that maybe this was a bad idea that would turn the sun into a black hole or something. While they're doing this, we're treated to a wonderful scene that only exists in my head, where alien Not Gus Fring has to coordinate his giant fucking spaceship with the flight control system on Thanos' giant fucking ship so they can land safely over the lighthouse from Haven. And while Thanos sends his impressive CGI henchpeople to deal with the Avengers, Budget Thanos sends a group of cheap-looking Mortal Kombat rejects whose visuals are so bad the plot has to engineer a way to keep them in the dark. Elsewhere, Fitz and Dr. Benton from ER have a cool alien moment while Budget Star-Lord saves half of them with a fire extinguisher. And we realize that every time Mac looks at his gun, there's a pause just long enough to say the words, "Shotgun axe!" And we find out that Coulson's hand will work without electricity, apparently. And the episode concludes with Talbot not turning into Red Hulk, but instead turning into Mega Ultra Graviton Talbot, who looks exactly the same. In fact, he looks so much the same, I'm not sure why everyone stopped fighting the second he walked into the room. Anyway, he totally crushes it as a superhero, and I look forward to seeing him go kick some Thanos ass.
Yes, that's going to be great.
Yeah. They also, by the way, the Winter Soldier thing was they took 2 weeks off, and they did that on purpose because they didn't want to spoil all of Winter Soldier. Guess what was never going to happen with this
show? Not a chance.
Nope. I'm surprised we even got, hey, do you know what's happening in New York?
I didn't even hear that. So
I got it the second time through because Baby Busey.
Right.
Your nickname was still Almost Candyman again.
Almost Candyman.
Because the candy can, or Sun Tacos and all that.
yeah. The fighting, that's new.
Yeah,
thanks, Rich. Thanks, Richards.
There's still better fighting choreography than Iron Fist.
Fair. You'll be a canary in a coal mine. I don't know what
either of those things are.
Basically, if you blink out of existence, then that means we're successful.
I love it. It's so good. Like, Deke makes everything better, even though they make fun of him so much, because he's the foil. He works as the foil so well.
He does. And he's there for some comic relief, which is good. We need it.
Yeah. Episodes. There wasn't much levity in this episode.
Aside from Patrick Warburton and the old computer.
Yeah, that was good to see again. I want more Patrick Warburton.
For a nuclear attack. For a nuclear strike, press 2.
Button. Bailey, invasion, press 3. How was I supposed to know there was an alien invasion option?
You always listen to the whole menu.
I do like May and Coulson fighting like an old married couple already. Yes.
May and Coulson are great when they fight. Mac and Yo-Yo make me sad when they fight.
Yeah. Exactly, like, but it's because they're so serious and hyped up on each other, and Coulson and May are just adorable when they fight. Because you know, there's no real conflict there because Coulson doesn't stand a chance.
Right. May always wins. No worries.
May always win.
Absolutely.
I was expecting more from evil alien dudes,
but they did cool ninja flips.
Yeah,
and lots of cool parkour.
Yeah,
types that were
the very much so martial arts. like, we need to flip here. Why? Because we can.
We have to flip. See this stack of crates. We have to flip off of that. Can you just run down the hallway? It seems like that would be faster.
No, I have to flip.
No, I have to do a flip over this and then grab on that pipe and sling myself over the top. Sweet spin kick.
Yes. Something.
I don't know.
Space ninjas. Yay. Space
ninja.
Yay, Baby Busey. Secret sauce. Like I said, time and time again in this season, it is very obvious that this is the last season because we're tying up all of the all of the plot holes from the first couple of seasons.
Yeah, all this stuff we did earlier, we're just going to bring it all back so you know what happens.
Got the caterpillar juice, literally called caterpillar juice, from the first episode.
Centipede,
sorry. I like centipede. Caterpillar juice better.
Caterpillar juice works too, I guess.
It looks like it had a caterpillar too.
It just had a healing component.
Yeah. Also, remember Malik? Remember Malik, you guys? Oh yeah, Malik was playing again.
Yeah. He's doing some stuff or something.
So we got double the Warburton in this episode, which is good.
Yeah, we got our Warburton. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
Always. Congratulations. You have saved the...
You have survived the nuclear apocalypse. And then, oh, fan-fucking-tastic. Daisy's mom's coming back from the dead.
Maybe.
Why? No. Really? Maybe? It's a shield we're talking about here. She's coming back from the dead somehow.
She's just staying her up to get her healing magic. Save Coulson.
Yeah, possibly. It's not going to end well, and we're going to get bad Lady Wolverine back. I don't have anything else to say about this episode. These two episodes were by and far the weakest of this entire season. Like, maybe even the latter half of, like, maybe even since the end of Ghost Rider, these two have been real bad.
Yeah, they were a little weak. Super Talbot's fun, though.
Yeah, Super Talbot's all right.
Talbot, Destroyer of Worlds.
Yeah.
Not sure where he's taking Coulson.
But... Right. To fight the guy who I thought was Tilk from Stargate.
Light him up.
And no, it's not Tilk from Stargate.
It's not.
It's we do know him though. Like,
he did look familiar. Like,
he is
Martian Manhunter or something.
No, he's not Martian Manhunter. Racist.
Martian Manhunter is green. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Option two, 9.1 on IMDb, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
No, it wasn't.
It was fine.
Peter Mensa, by the way, you would know him from the dude that got kicked down the well in 300.
Oh, that guy.
He was also the main bad guy of season one of Sleepy Hollow.
I don't remember that. I thought the bad guy was the old dude that was their friend, or they thought was their friend.
That was season two.
That was it season two?
Yeah.
That's been a while. Been a while since Sleepy Hollow. Never finished that. Being resurrected by an apprentice
necromancer, but accidentally just straight up resurrected them. What?
Straight up resurrected who?
Something about balls and resurrection? This isn't Black Lightning yet. We'll get to balls and resurrection here in just a moment. As Carrie frantically mutes her microphone. but yeah, you would know Corvick Havana from the dude who got Spartan kicked down the well.
Okay, let's see who that guy is. Good to know. and shooting gravitonium into the sun.
That's a very bad idea.
That seems like a real bad idea.
That's an incredibly bad idea. So instead of just destroying Earth, we're going to destroy the entire solar system.
Shooting it into the sun seems like maybe the sun would destroy it.
Probably. Or maybe it'll turn into a black hole.
Or maybe it'll gravitonium the sun. Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, let's not gravitonium the sun. Thank you.
We saw what it did to the Earth.
Yes. All right. Anything else on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. before we put this to bed? 9.1. How the hell did this get a 9.1?
Oh.
The hell, IMDb. The hell, IMDb.
Things.
All right. So shall we move on to Black Lightning, the season finale?
Yeah, let's talk about that season finale, Black Lightning.
Black Lightning, season one, episode 13, The Shadow of Mordor, the Book of Warmonger. It's season finale time, and Black Lightning is... unconscious for a big chunk of it. While Bambi and his family take the recovering superhero draws power from nearby electrical sources to a cabin in the woods roughly 1 million miles away from any significant electrical source. The bad guys, led by a budget and still living Gary Shandling, are looking for them, just to get a taste of some superhero DNA, and closing on the cabin in time for Baby Lightning to accept her powers and give Daddy a jumpstart. Badass fighting occurs, and the family gets her happily ever after for the season break. Until Albino Man and Scary Fringe Lady open up a big-ass case of kryptonite.
Not the season break, it's season finale. It's is it for the season.
I like Scary Fringe Lady.
Robot lady? Skin. Well, I guess she just has robot skin, apparently.
Yeah, just, she has robots. She has robotic skin underneath her skin. Because Tobias Whale is a 6'6 son of a bitch.
Why not?
If you needed any reminder that this show is supposed to be empowering to black people, we begin the show off with a Malcolm X quote. Yay.
Arguing in the rain.
Yes. Arguing in the rain. Yes, arguing in the rain. Dad, you're stupid. No, listen to me. We're arguing again.
And then some shocking police brutality.
Yeah, again, remember, black people get shit on by police. See, okay.
See, my blood pun was ruined by the seriousness of the rest of that quote.
I understand, like, I understand what the show is doing. I feel Luke Cage did this a lot better without literally stomping on our foot, opening our mouth like a trash can, and shoving it like a piece of paper.
Yeah, and just in case you didn't get it, we're going to go ahead and have the main villain bad guy just go ahead and flat out say, let's make America great again.
Yeah, exactly.
Just in case. You were,
yeah, just in case it was a little bit too subtle for you.
Jeez. Oh, no. You can ask Katie. I audibly groaned at that.
Oh, so I literally wrote, let's fucking stop with the MAGA again. Stop with the fucking MAGA.
It's abbreviated. I like it.
HD, HD black and white, I love. And color on black and white is one of my favorite effects on screen, especially when it's done pretty damn well. And I like the pipes of blue that they put in this, the shade of blue they had when his powers awoke. I like that a lot. It looked
that was cool. Good.
this episode did remind me again how cool his suit looks until it's lit up.
Again.
Pseudosciencing supervillains. Yay!
Yeah, he's got needles he shoots out and something he produces in his bloodstream, something, something.
And she was raised.
Painkiller.
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 You are painkiller. You do not apologize, Negro. Why? Every time I'm like, yeah, this show is good, shit like this happened.
Man, you tattoo man. Tattoo man. Man, Cisco is so much better at bad guy names than you are, Tobias. You are terrible at bad guy names.
So bad at bad guy names. Oliver Queen is better than this. That is the guy in green.
But to be fair, I did look it up, and that is their actual character names from the comics, because, you know.
Yes, it is.
It was the 70s.
Yes.
There were dark times.
I mean, so we do have Tattoo Man and Painkiller and Cyanide, but Cyanide. Pull it back to Luke Cage. At least it wasn't Turtle Man.
Diamondback. In the turtle suit.
I'm not. Yay, Painkiller. I'm not feeling this. That's not even enough for a study group.
Painkiller is a terrible name.
Painkiller's so bad, you guys. Literally walking down memory lane. So they took this entire episode and was like, all right, so we're going to go to movie tropes or TV tropes and just shove as many as we possibly can.
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff we've been promising we'd do to the suits.
Yeah.
And all the things they want us, all the check boxes they wanted us to tick off.
Yep.
Just go ahead and do it all in the season finale.
Yep.
And to save on budget, we're going to go ahead and have Black Lightning be unconscious for 2/3 of this episode.
Yeah, and then we're just going to use a little bit of different colored lightning from Baby Lightning. I nailed it on her being the power source for him, though.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that I've called all of the major plot points of this entire season.
It's not hard.
No, it's not. It's just sad. It's sad because I wanted more out of this show. I don't know if Black Lightning is going to be back on our radar for season 2, you guys. Depends on when it premieres and if we have anything going at the time.
Do we have anything else better to watch?
Yeah, because at this rate, it's not coming back. I tried really hard, and most of the season was good. Not great, but good. And then, like, whenever Mom opens her mouth, I just want to smack her.
So violent.
Because she's just so bad. She has so much. It's the wasted potential.
Yeah, yeah. That's
when you have a strong Black woman who is one of, if not the smartest person in the room at any point, just become the stereotypical woman, and I need a man to be strong, and even when he's around, I'm not as smart as he is. I'm not as strong as he is. And we have a connection and emotional garbage, even though I have said time and time again that I don't like doing emotional garbage. At least she can shoot a shotgun.
She can, because her pappy taught her.
Yeah.
Her uncle or something, I don't know.
We have, and of course, Gambia is going to have armor-piercing bullets lying around everywhere.
Yeah, he's always prepared.
Yeah.
He's a Boy Scout. in a secret house.
Yeah, and so kind of those trained soldiers to wait until the monologuing got done inside the house for them to begin.
I'm going to go have a heart-to-heart with somebody on the, I can't even remember which one it was.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember
Vanessa
anything.
Or Jennifer. Yeah, I had the chat with, and I was like, "Wow, good talk, Gampy."
Yeah,
you're being inspirational there at first, and then you just kind of trailed off and yelled at her and left. I'm gonna go inside. Okay, well, that was counterproductive.
And then, yeah, just so nice for those trained soldiers to wait. Good for them.
Yeah, those were the worst tactical soldiers ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to yell loudly and turn on our lasers and wave them around so they know exactly where we are.
I was really distracted by the undercover brother scene at them fighting in the forest. am I watching Undercover Brother again? Did I get my streams crossed into a much better movie than this?
I don't know. They had the weird ray gun that like traps them in a bubble.
Yeah, puts thunder in a bubble. No one puts thunder in a bubble. And then, I like how they tried it against light. The Black Lightning is like, maybe it'll work.
Try it against Black Lightning, and he just Harry Potter that stuff everywhere. No,
bad, well trained, many, many years, called the best by Tobias, not letting. How the fuck did Tobias know where the hell the ASA headquarters was? Wait a second. When the hell was that found out?
I think they explained that at some point. Somebody found it.
Is Tattoo Man dead? Because Lala being dead makes me sad.
Yeah.
And then that also depressed me.
Yeah, he boomed himself. Kaboom.
I don't want Lala to be dead.
Oh, that's how they found it. They sent him out and then...
Did they shove a tracker up his butt while they put a debt cord down his throat? Like...
Yes.
Also, Winter Soldier training. The devil holds the cards! Jesus, stop.
You will comply.
Stop. Like, this was not a good finale of a series of a season that was relatively okay.
High points, low points, had some things where potential was had
and then wasted and
squandered.
Yeah. Like, I can't defend this show. I can defend the show on a lot of points, but, like, it's still, and I told Rachel immediately after, it's better than any season of Arrow.
That is true. Also better than Iron Fist.
Yes, and better than Iron Fist. So, I mean, cool.
Just unfortunate that Luke Cage does it so much better than Black Lightning.
Yeah, so if you want a Black empowerment show, watch Luke Cage.
It's so much better.
It's so much better.
Even when it gets a little silly at the end of the season, it's just, even that's great though.
Yeah, they handle the comic booking a lot better than this movie than this show does.
Yeah, it's like they lean into it, but they don't want to lean into it.
Yeah, and like the few times that they did lean into the comic book weirdness, it was fantastic. Like Lala being weird, making out with his dead people, all the weird comic book weirdness was good. But they're like, no, we can't go too far.
Like, no, but we're going to lean hard into the terrible names.
Yeah, Flash does it, right? We can do that. Flash and Supergirl do it really well.
Yeah, but they have a levity to them. Black Lightning wants to be serious.
You can't
Painkiller and Tattoo Man.
And Cyanide. You cannot forget about Cyanide.
And Cyanide. She's not a robot. She's a cyborg.
Yes.
That's what we learned.
Yes. She just has cyborgs. She has robotic skin underneath her, the layer of her skin. Oh, man. All right. Oh, man. Usually we're like all happy about shows and laughing about things. It's like these episodes, man. Maybe Jessica Jones can lighten up the mood a little bit.
Maybe. Let's see what else I got here. I'm not. Hold on. Let me finish my notes.
Quiet, Daryl.
Settle down, Daryl. Freak from a Family of Freaks. That was part of the game we taught. Using the Constitution as punishment.
Yeah, read the Constitution. All of it? Yes.
You will be quizzed. And bag of thumbs.
Thumbs. Lots of thumbs. Apparently, racist douchebag was just having a bag of thumbs around or replaced his own thumbs. I'm very confused.
ASA guy. Somehow they got his thumbs so that they could open the briefcase full of...
There's more than two thumbs in there, though.
Glowing mystery. Yeah, it looked like there were more than two.
There was a lot of thumbs in there.
It was just an optical illusion from the ice cubes.
Possibly. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, but it looked like way more than just two thumbs.
Also, again, tropes. That's not how biometrics work.
No. Usually there's to be warmth, but you know, it's fine. You can lean into that. I'm okay with that.
And then whatever's in the suitcase, ooh, I don't care.
Okay, sure, whatever. Season two, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll probably binge on it or something when it comes on Netflix next year. But yeah.
We'll see how people react to it. Maybe I'll get in there. Somebody tells me it's good. Maybe. Yeah,
exactly. All right. We good?
Yep. Now Daryl can talk about Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, Season 2, Episode 7, a.k.a. I Want Your Cray Cray. Cray, 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 I want your cray. Cray, 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 I want your cray. Ooh, you know what I like. Ah. It feels so right. Yeah. Hey, I want your cray cray. I want your cray cray.
That was it.
No, that's perfect.
Thank you, Daryl.
Sums this episode up nicely. Good song, Trish. Good song.
Oh my God.
So in this episode, we learned that Trish was always the worst.
Yeah.
Always. From the beginning. She's just...
Good God, that intro.
The worst.
Yes, Death by Mage, that intro. That was Hellcat's... apparently, she was a pop star for a little bit. And...
Well.
That was her single. You get it because she's supposed to be Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
other than the horrifying makeup, and by the way, we got the everybody's origin story.
Hooray, origin story, yay, flashback. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and
we spent so much time with Trish.
Yeah,
and her drugs. Mm-hmm. And her just generally being the worst.
Yeah, pretty
much. I mentioned that Trish is the worst.
No, the worst is Jessica's mom.
She's bad too, but she's not as bad as Trish.
I almost want to care about almost being the operative word there. I agree. Other than the horrifying makeup, the hospital scene of her breaking out was more funny than it was scary.
Yes, I told you I saw the Toxic Avenger in the first episode. In Jessica's flashback. It was her mom. Her mom was the Toxic Avenger.
Oh man.
But this time we got Mama narrating.
Yeah. And her insanity. She's more Red Hulk than Talbot. Trish the pop star. I don't do bubbly. So we found out Jessica's boyfriend and where she got the alias from. Which alias made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, not only did we get the origin of Jessica's mom and Trish's terribleness and Jessica herself, we also got the origin of her jacket. Yep. And the origin of the name Alias, mm-hmm. and the origin of rooftop movies, and yep. the origin of all the things.
It's like the second Indiana Jones movie where everything got its origin within 5 minutes of each other.
Yes. This 1 month of Jessica Jones's life, this is where all the things came from. When she was living with Sterling in his weird apartment.
Yes. Her mom goes crazy because that's what she does. And it takes a beating to Sterling. And I wrote down, I'm proud of this one. Hey, look, Sterling slivers. and then at the end, I just wrote okay, Jess. I don't know what I meant by okay, Jess. I just wrote,
and she's like, "Do you forgive me?" She's like, "No, I
punch." Okay,
just punches her. It makes sense. You killed like her first lover or whatever. Even if it was on accident, and we all saw that coming.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Poor Sterling.
We hardly wanted to know you any better.
But there's no forgiveness from Jessica.
No.
Until the next episode. Oh, wait. Let's see. The most important fact we learned is that Jessica's middle name is Campbell.
Yes.
Dale Campbell Jones.
Dale Jessica Campbell Murray Jones.
Murray Campbell Jones.
Yes. Anything else?
Let's see. Only other note I have is facial trauma hand waving.
Okay.
I don't know. Sure. Okay.
Hold on. I got to write this down. All right. I guess we're moving on to episode 8.
Jessica Jones, season 2, episode 8, aka We Ain't Got No Fun. Horny Hogarth goes all out in searching for a cure for her ALS. And you know what? I would be quite happy if she ends up with a blood transfusion from her cousin Bruce for some reason. A She-Hulk and Foggy show? Yes, fucking please. Jessica does some light bondage with her surrogate father figure before leaving with her mother. And Malcolm spends a fair bit of time without a shirt on before confronting Trish about her super soldiering.
Yep.
Yep.
Put
her down, Malcolm. Boom!
Discount Jeff Goldblum's a dick.
Yeah. I took no notes about him, which shows you how much I...
Just other than the fact that he looks a lot like Jeff Goldblum, and it's distracting.
I didn't get that vibe. I mean, I definitely got Discount Will Smith from The Healer Guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I wrote that down.
Thank you, dear. Wouldn't take my pot.
Huh?
Wouldn't take my pot.
Never.
Making breakfast, I think. That's what Rachel says whenever I'm in the kitchen.
Is that what it sounds like when you make breakfast?
Usually, yes.
Seems legit.
Good job, Malcolm. Way to stand up for yourself. Trish, quit being a dick to Malcolm.
Yes.
Everybody needs to stop being a dick to Malcolm.
Please, everyone stop being mean to Malcolm. He's the only good person on this whole show.
He really is.
Everyone else is terrible except for poor Malcolm. And everyone's mean to him.
Yeah.
And he takes it until he doesn't.
Yeah. I got... What I write?
Tastes like compost and air freshener?
Yep! I'm trying to figure out something in air freshener. Thank you.
That was my next note. So I figured.
So
we got an actual mention of something in the MCU.
Yes! Yes! The raft! The raft exists! But when the hell is anything gonna happen because of fucking Infinity War? God damn it. Got Hogarth's backstory in a Twitter length sentence.
Pretty much. And you were right, CJ, and I knew you were right.
About what?
About Hogarth and what's her face?
Oh yeah, they were gonna hook up. Yeah, it was inevitable.
Yeah, I mean, I knew you were right.
that was me. That was like that me saying that as a quote unquote prediction was like the softball of me saying that more women, when I was doing the 2018 prediction show on GLS, more women are going to run for office this year than ever before. Like,
you think
there are softball predictions, people? This was one of them. It's like saying that Jessica is going to punch somebody, like
punch somebody or be sarcastic.
Yes, exactly.
To her mom.
Lots of sarcasm. Nirvana isn't depressing.
Dude, kill himself. Okay, fine.
It was kind of fun watching her be just like a, like I actually felt like this was a thing. Like this felt real. Like this.
Yeah, it was good.
And this felt genuine.
The whole Ferris wheel story, like, actually gave me feels.
Yeah, right.
Actual feels, you know. Which is nice.
Jessica feels too. Like that was nice. Like,
I know it doesn't always have to be so depressing and dark. Everyone
seeing emotion on Christian Ritter's face, because she is so fantastic. And whenever you get the chance of seeing her express any kind of emotion, it's just so pleasant. So I went back and watched some of Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23, and. Like her being expressive and fun and funny, she's really funny. Like,
I can get that.
And she has such a wide spectrum of emotions that she has to suppress for being Jessica Jones.
She has to be angry and grumpy and sarcastic. Yeah, you didn't murder him or anything.
Teenagers are self-absorbed little assholes.
It's just facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a teenager, I remember.
Oh, no, I regret not getting into the notes before you because your nickname was absolutely going to be Chocolate Bar.
Chocolate Bar. Oh, that was a nice scene, too.
It was. Malcolm's really good at his job. Malcolm's
the greatest. He actually found a lead. He followed it through, but then he was like, "No, I can't do this. This is too gross."
No, that was planned. Like he pulled that one. He did that one.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, to get the dirt on the other one. Yeah.
Yeah, to get the dirt on Linda. Yeah, like that was absolutely like 100% played. Like he played that man like a fiddle. Like
working it, son.
Malcolm, number one PI. I want to hire Alias Investigations. Or something that I'll make up at another time, but only one Malcolm, because I'm afraid Jessica would hurt me.
She would. She'd definitely yell at you.
Yes, and be sarcastic. You look expensive. Sure. Fairly sure it was in the bar because it was right next to Chocolate Bar.
Yeah, probably. That sounds like something that was said in the bar.
I know Spanish. Mom being mom towards.
Oh no, that was what Discount Will Smith said to Hogarth.
Oh right. Yeah. I love mom being mom towards Hot Super.
Yes.
it was great, even up to including the mom.
What, his color palette's really good, and the way he diffused here, that's. Reminiscence of so-and-so.
Oh, that's high praise. You deserve it.
Mom, you're embarrassing me.
Quit embarrassing me in front of the cute super. God.
Stop speaking Spanish to him.
I know Spanish. Cerveza. Cerveza. Burrito.
Cerveza. Burrito. Tequila.
You go, boy. I wrote down again for Malcolm because he is best boy.
He is the best.
Malcolm is right up there with Goro for anime otaku show fans. Still a better fight scene than Iron Fist.
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't know why Malcolm thought he could take three dudes.
He handled himself fairly well. Like,
yeah, even with three on one.
Yeah, like smash that dude, like dodge out of the way that dude's punch, like limiting him to one hand. Like, good for him. Like, and like he handled himself, and then super soldiering, and then you gave the junkie amped up heroin.
What the crap? Oh, I hate you so much, Trish.
Why are you just the worst?
You're so worst. You're just the worst.
Just the worst. Quit being
Malcolm's reaction. Like, what the crap did you give me? No, and he just runs away.
I was expecting, like, okay, so I was kind of expecting that to trigger some kind of like metahuman gene in him or something, and like him to do a super jump away, like.
That'd be fun.
Super Malcolm, away!
I'll give Malcolm his own show.
Right? He can show Danny Rand how to fight.
Yes.
You punch a dragon? Yeah, well, watch this.
Yeah. Let's just have a show with all the good side characters. Let's have Foggy and Malcolm. And
The Malcolm and Foggy Power Hour. Like, yes. And, Colleen will be in there and hang out with them, and
the only good thing from
literally the only good thing, and then of course Night Nurse when they get all beat up.
Of course.
It'll be the Refenders or the Oven the Offenders,
the Revengers. Oh wait, no, that was another movie.
There's another movie. And then I put down Liquid Joy and Lesbianism goes together. Like nothing else.
Indeed. But you don't. Yeah. You can get really good champagne for less than $200.
Right. I want you to tell everybody the. I want to introduce everybody to the miracle of Prosecco. And you can get a real good bottle of Prosecco for like $15. And it's better than champagne.
Tasty.
Prosecco is super tasty, especially with some raspberry sorbet in there.
Oh, fancy!
That's what made the New Year's Eve stream here at the Boathouse lit, yo. I mean, I got nothing else on Jessica. Like,
yeah, my stepmom likes to mix it with the cranberry mango juice.
I hate cranberry, but mango juice sounds like it would be real good.
Yeah, it must taste like mango. It's good. Called them poinsettias. I don't know.
I can see that.
Yeah. Served them at Easter, and they were tasty.
That's like, if the cranberry is just there to like give it color, sure. I'd try it.
Oh, it was tasty.
Anyway, anything else?
Let's see. I already said hey, Trish. Okay, shape that one.
That can go through about 3,000 more times. You're just the worst.
Right. All right. So then on Legion. The beginning of episode 3, my Roku crashed and froze. And I thought it was part of the episode. So when you're watching Legion episode 3, if it does freeze and like the audio continues to go, but like nothing's moving, let me know if that actually happens or not. I don't think it does.
It's like when I was watching it on my phone and it was like stalling, like though it started buffering. I'm like, is this actually happening? I'm very confused.
I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know what real life is.
This is all very concerning.
I look forward to our discussion of Legion.
I'm so excited. I love
some plot movement and actual things happening.
I love the absurdity of Legion, and I can't wait to talk about it next week.
And talk about absurd. Whew, season 4.
Oh boy.
Season 4.
Yeah, episode 4.
Yeah, that's what I
meant. It's so absurd it jumped ahead 2 seasons.
Yes.
Professor X is officially in there, and since the Marvel Fox crossover has officially happened, like, so is Daredevil, because they can't put him in a movie, but they'll put him in fucking Legion.
Wait, who told you this? Spoilers?
Spoilers or something. All right. So we're going to take our second break here, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about some reviews or some renewals and some cancellations. Stay tuned.
And welcome back again, Something Something Mondays at 10 o'clock Eastern at twitch.tv/geekioshow. All right, you know what time it is.
On to the news!
That's right! Got some renewed and some cancellations. Search Party renewed for season 3. Don't know what that is. The show that I still regret exists because it made Jazz flake out on us one day about football. Thursday Night Football renewed for 2018-2019. This news is interesting. You guys ready for this? Double Dare revived for 2018, y'all.
On what channel?
Nickelodeon.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
I have no idea what this is. Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City revived. Sure.
Okay. Good for them.
Good for them. And I'm sure people missed it, and I'm glad it's back. Fauda renewed for season 3. Dino Dana renewed for season 2.
Yeah, that there's an Amazon show. It's terrible.
Oh, jeez.
Kids watched it one day.
And it got renewed.
Yeah. I mean, they liked it. Gosh, it was bad. But kids like crap. So
no, yes, kids do enjoy crap. My kids are thankfully starting to get to the age where they'll watch halfway decent stuff, like, and I'm directing their attention to good like anime and stuff like that. Like, we're not going to watch this bullshit anymore, kids.
No more Dinah Dana. I can't take the bad kid acting.
Yeah, no more Sid the Science Kid. Come, kid, sit around while I introduce you to the amazingness that is Dragon Ball Super and stuff. The Fine Oath also renewed for season 2. Sure. Ink Master renewed for season 11. It's one of them, their tattoo shows.
Tattoo Man.
This is an unfortunate thing. Escaping Polygamy renewed for season 4. All right. Basketball Wives renewed for season 7. Street Outlaws renewed for season 11. Jeez. Unearthed renewed for season 3. Cold Justice Criminal Confessions renewed for seasons 5 and 2, respectively. Reels renewals, Scandal Made Me Famous, Murder Made Me Famous, and more.
Yay.
Sure. Caribbean Pirate Treasure renewed for season 2. Yar. That's a game on Xbox now. Man Fire Food renewed for season 8.
Solid show that you can watch it like late at night as you're going to sleep on Food Network.
That's fair. Dr. Oz and all of his really bad medical advice that you should never take is renewed for seasons 11 and 12.
My mother-in-law will be thrilled.
Good for her. Hope she doesn't take his crap.
No, only like a week at a time until she gets over us ruthlessly making fun of her for believing it.
Chain of Command renewed for season 2. Heartland renewed for season 12. Jesus, that's been going over 12 seasons? Holy shit. Zapped renewed for series 3, Porters for series 2. We're getting to the European stuff, if you can't tell. Jamie's Quick and Easy Food renewed for series 2 by Channel 4. The Secret Life of 4-Year-Olds renewed for 2018. What? Followed immediately by The Sex Testers renewed. The Sex Testers leading to The Secret Life of 4-Year-Olds.
Well, those 4-Year-Olds came from somewhere.
Yeah. From The Sex Testers. Channel 4 is really weird in UK, you guys. Inside the Ambulance renewed for season 5, and Stand Up Central renewed for series 4.
Yay.
And also renewed Billions, The Last OG, and Jack Ryan, which I wasn't even aware was a thing.
I didn't know Jack Ryan happened.
Yeah, is it even premiered yet, or is it one of those ones like so high?
Yeah, I remember discussions about it, but I don't remember it actually ever happening.
Season episode guide. Come on, IMDb.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's not out yet. No, it's season 2. Season 1. It's not out yet. It comes out on August 31st.
And it's already been renewed for season two. Interesting.
Yep. I mean, good for you. I think it's Fox who's running that. Huh. Oh, it's Amazon. So yeah, they're not afraid.
Oh, Amazon. Okay. Amazon. That makes more sense.
Cancellation time. The Path, canceled by Hulu.
Oh, poor Jesse Pinkman.
Here and Now, canceled by HBO.
Oh, poor whoever that is.
Finding Bigfoot, canceled by Animal Planet.
Thank God. Poor Bigfoot. They'll finally leave him alone.
Tremors reboot, canceled by Sci-Fi. Thank you. And Family Crimes, canceled by Stars. And last week, in case you miss it, Lethal Weapon Season 3 canceled. Sense 8 series finale special. Westworld got renewed for Seasons 4, 5, and 6. Undercover Boss gets a celebrity spinoff. Stranger Things Season 3 began production. Same thing with Star Trek Discovery Season 2. Wolf Creek Season 2 and Schitt's Creek got premiere dates. The West Wing revival got approved by NBC, and Netflix pretty much renewed all of their stuff, and they released all their new release dates for this month, or for May. And I can't think of anything coming out this month that I needed to see.
Well, I mean, you've already seen it, and it's, you may even own it, but Coco's coming to Netflix.
Yeah, I do. No, we don't own that because it came out on DVD the day after my mom died.
So well, it's coming to Netflix May 29th.
I'm okay with that, but I was not in a good place to watch that when.
No, I get that.
it turns out, yeah, you don't really want to watch a movie about death. And my kids are like, yeah, it comes out. I'm like, ah, no.
Let's watch something else.
Tina Fey is My Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman for May 4th. Dear White People Volume 2 is happening on May 4th. That's cool. Fauda was a Netflix thing. Just turned out. She's relevant now because of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The Break with Michelle Wolf is every Sunday starting May 27th. Hey, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt's getting season 4 on May 30th.
Yay!
I did not know that was this close.
I didn't either. That's exciting. They just kind of spring it on you.
Yeah,
it happened last time too.
Shows up like.
Yeah, we got some stuff. Kimmy Schmidt, season 4. It's the next week.
Depending on what we want to watch in July, we might do a season recap of that. And when we come back from hiatus. And second, My Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman on May 31st, Howard Stoyne. Mm. Got some comedy stuff, some documentary stuff. Kong, King of the Apes for kids starts this month. For some reason, we needed a spirit. The Horse animated series, season 5. Jesus, really? May 11th. Troll Hunters Part 3, May 25th. Troll Hunters is really good.
That's what I keep hearing. I need
it's
to watch
so
it.
So good. It's real weird because after season 1, because it was
the dude who played Chekhov.
Yeah, dude what played Chekhov, and then see part 2 and part 3, the voice actor is trying really hard to be him. It's just kind of jarring. High School Musical, The Senior Year comes out on May 1st. Same thing with the OG Shrek. Mamma Mia, just in time for the sequel, comes out on May 16th. 40-Year-Old Virgin, also on May 16th. Wanted on May 16th as well. And like Jazz said, Coco on May 29th. What? They're removing Phineas and Ferb from Netflix. What?
Oh, no.
What?
To play on. I mean,
yeah.
Never mind.
Nothing at all. Ignore that. Nothing was ever said.
When is it getting taken off?
Hold on. Let me fold back up.
Oh, sorry. That's okay. We can carry on.
It's the end of the month. Last chance. Oh, Jesus. May 2nd.
Oh, crap.
to play on.
Come on, computer, you can do it.
All right. And that's where we're going to go ahead and wrap up for the night. You guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Really appreciate it. You can reach the show by going over to Patreon. Contact us by going over to geekioshow@gmail.com. Just put spoiler in the subject line. Twitter, Facebook, all the social medias are /geekioshow. If you want to give us a call and leave us a voicemail, you can do that as well. 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. Our website, which has art, this show, and everything else in the Geek.io network, is at geek-io.net. Of course, once again, twitch.tv/geekioshow. Smash that love button. If you are a Twitch Prime subscriber, you can subscribe to us for free. And right now, you can get 500 bits. That's $5 to us for 99 cents. If you feel so inclined. If you feel so inclined as well, you can go over to patreon.com/geek.io, where you can support this show and everything that we do on the Geek.io network.
The bits. Dim bits.
Drop dim bits. Now, we've had some show title candidates throughout the episode, and now is the time that Jazz embarrasses himself while reading them.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Ready for this, everybody? Get your votes in. Get your votes in. Because we got Cobos Cabana. I don't know what either of these things are. Alien invasion option. Caterpillar juice. Scary fringe lady. Pseudoscience-ing supervillains. It's not hard. It's just sad. Yell loudly and wave lasers around. Her mom was the Toxic Avenger. Origin of all the things. Hey, look, Sterling Slivers. Dale Jessica Murray Campbell Jones. Discount Jeff Goldblum's a dick. Making breakfast, I think. And teenagers are all self-absorbing little bastards.
Crossing over Jessica Jones and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes. We got Absorbing Man. Jessica Jones.
Oh, man. All right, you guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. I greatly appreciate it. Tune in next week at this same time slot where we talk about some animus. Maybe a week. I don't know. We might have to make something there because it's Golden Week in Japan, so nothing's airing right now, which makes me say it. All right. Apparently, Dale's title, he never gets the TGIOS title, but he gets an S4 title.
Dale Jessica Murray Campbell Jones.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Or next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018. You see how that works?
Yeah. Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Oh, yes. American Gods coming back in 2019. Boo.
Woo.
Boo. We have to wait that long.